I thrashed through the country for 13 years, and I thrashed for the new university beyond Coleraine to Dunmanin Cross. And I knowed nearly everybody inside that all. And young, you
that
know.
That was interesting.
Oh, it was, surely.
Plenty of crack from the threshing.
Plenty of values, they were, yeah. But there were no money for it at that time.
No.
We read, no, only me, but three other men along with me. We read to Kendis. That would be Kendis of the Cranach, you see, down at Coleraine at the university. We read to there and threshed all day and bailed and read back home at night. And you woke to dark on Saturday night. And when I come to the Fatley Sharkin Road here, I had to ride on a Bandura. And I come on that road with 14 shell.
It wasn't much, was it?
Wasn't big bulk, no.
But then 14 shell went a wee bit.
Oh, it went a wee bit, but it was still it was nothing, you know. No, and riding, like, you know, there was a day's work riding there and riding back, you know. And it's the same if you heard it in Manon, it was a brave donna, you know.
Right.
Was, sure. All right.
And there would be some good turns at the threshing.
Oh, there were, surely.
Didn't you get wee dogs?
Oh.
To kill the rats.
For goodness
the
sake. There were nothing but rats in them times. You know, I seen me at Peterson there up in Gary Dew, and Joan brought out the borer and set it. And I thought everybody said the rats went out of the stags in the summertime. But they put up powerful big stags. And I went on August Monday the next year to thresh last year's corn. And you see the heads of them stags. The mice and rats had the met right down to the rang. And you see the dogs, we put a zinc up around the stags. And the dogs killed the rats when we finished at night. Joan says, what do you think of that? He had a full of abora, rats piled up.
There wasn't been much good corn left.
Oh, well, the bottoms of them was all right. They were big stacks and they couldn't work on the bottoms of them the way they could do in the top, you know.
They used to put thorn bushes, didn't they, in the bottoms?
Oh, why? Thorns and horns were put in the bottoms of them. And
they thatched them with...
Oh, rushes, aye, that's right. Well, you see down around the Eden there, they had another patent. They felt a bag of hay and put it in the centre of the stack. And they were, when you built up the length of the bag, you reached down and pulled the bag up after you, you know what I mean? And there were a hole like that there right in the centre of the stack. They thought it was a good thing, but getting the rats in all room to work, and they could work down that hole, you know.
Was that to keep the air circulating?
That was to keep the air, you know, keep two money heads for banana together for keeping for heating, you know. The more weight you had in the top and in the centre of the stack, you see, the more heart you had in, the likelier it was to be heat, you know.
Well, when they heated it, wasn't much good.
Oh, not at all. It was destroyed. Destroyed. Oh. The corn was red and the stray was red, you know. Yeah. Stray was for nothing.
Well, that's my country.
And the collards.
Aye. Oh.
Two sets of collards may have been there. Aye. Alexander, Robert was they called Alabama. They were drawing the creamery at that time. And I mean... He could, it was rocky. He had to get straight up like that, up into it. And they left the carts out the lane or threw off the cones or someone out the lane.
Well, I might have gotten a CLD school in Cotherwood's cart.
There you are. Well, I could tell you that's a bit wee while ago.
Oh, I know, it's a queer way.
I was in Robert Camels at the time I went there. I used to walk to Lann, you see Bob Lann there.
That's over 60 years ago.
It is. Didn't tell me, I think, I know. It was a powerful thing for the time. And your man, James A. Gaston, was at Miller's Corner.
That's right.
Peter Steele, Morris, oh, they were good value, the Johnsons.
Right.
And I mean, they were all at the Hame at the time. And I was walking to Herbert Cummell, and we went up. Cummell come home last night, and he says to me, I want you to go with the Malamore. He says, for I want you to go to a ploughing match. Well, I said, that's all right. So we landed in the morning. And of course, Pearlie was out just ready for action. And of course, she knows where she was. I had her in. You're not the boy I was telling you were, she says. But they were good values, said the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Right. Your memory's getting good.
Oh, it's not too bad yet, like, you know.
It's good.
Be 26th of July, I'll be 83.
Well, did you ever go to dances or anything like that?
Very few dances, but I never missed 3 nights in the week to the factors, if possible.
Uh-huh.
And we, maybe 20, 30 as we walked in, you know, and walked back
in. The money?
Mm-hmm. The factors cost you 6 pence. 18 pence you needed for the week factors.
Well, it was good entertainment for 18 pence.
I mean, when I was in Boyd's, Boyd's sent me and Wally Mooney with a bailer to Baylor and Clough. And I mean, when we were going up, when we were financed the English Hall, you know. Mm-hmm. Up,
yes, the were
When we were going up that, I mean, there were no mudguards in the tractor at the time, see me guess it's a while ago. And we were going up there, and the old jet got filled up with dust or chaff or something. We had to take the manifold or the jet now, you know, to get it red out. And I says, at least I know where the English Hall is. And we even up there in Bale, and wherever we went, we stayed at night, you know.
Oh, you didn't come home?
No, we didn't come home when we were there. But no, but we were building all right to the Clochwater, you know, way, Clochwater Church.
Yes.
You know,
and then you stayed in the house then?
Oh, we slept in the house wherever we were.
That was good. Did you ever pull any lamp
there, Emily? One at a time, I pulled a lamp. Pulled with a horn for years. And pulled with a puller for a bye. That's sure. The thing was, I'll tell you what I think. Well, I never looked into it half. Do you see the Prudit Famine? I think I had uncles leaving during the Prudit Famine. You could hardly credit that. But I'll tell you how it come to be. My fellowships was all. There were 10 brothers and 2 sisters. And my father was the third of been the youngest. And my father was born in 1868. And I minded sort of, because I'll tell you why. He was born in 68, and Gladstone fought the Long Bill in 86. You know what I mean? He just reversed it. You know, in Gladstone, my father was 20 years of age when Gladstone fought the Long Bill. So you may guess it. My father was in his 90. He was in his 96th year when he died.
And then you had uncles. If he was the youngest, you had
He was the third of being the youngest. There were 9 brothers and sisters out in her arm. And then I'm the last. The second generation of the whole lord. I'm the last. Mm-hmm. And they had 2 sisters. And that's that whole thing. The second generation wiped out now. Mm-hmm. They're vanished. Mm-hmm. But I never thought about inquiring much into it, you see. I should have, but I heard my father saying that even away later on in years, he minded his father, or he maybe didn't mind it, but he heard about him saying that he went out to put at 6 o'clock in the morning, and a woman bed, a blue leaf on the other side of the road, down below the road, you know, for cut her mouth. And he says, she was there at my bread pat, he says, looking for her breakfast. Mm-hmm. Aye, but, I had 3 or 4 uncles went to America, and went there and burnt the wood and saved her, and come home here and my uncle Andy bought this here whenever he come home, and Johnny bought a place down the road, and she bought the Inn Bandura. Them three for sure, aren't they?
Why, they come back.
They come back and bought bats along.
Oh. So. You don't know what they worked out in America, no?
Eh?
You didn't know what they worked out in America, no?
Oh, they worked in, my Uncle Andy worked in the railway here. Mm-hmm. Making new railways, isn't it?